Tracy talks about you and knowing you from her past, and that you've always had an interest in health food and dietary supplements. How did you develop an interest in that?
I was losing strength and ability, and I said, hey, I'm not eating correct. I better start eating. And so I looked into nutrition, and of course, I followed your supplements, and they're great.
Are you making a shake every once in a while, taking some vitamins?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every day.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, do you go to health food stores to shop sometimes as well, or have you been to any clinics, or have you been to any lectures?
No, just the health food stores. I go to the health food store, get the good stuff, and bring it home. And then I have some supplements that I go along with it, because if I didn't have the supplements, I don't think I have, because sometimes I don't have time to eat. But I have the shake and all that things, and it'll help a lot.
So do you have many clients, and do you have quite a crazy schedule, a lifestyle that you live by?
Oh, yeah. I have quite a few clients, and I'm still dancing. And I even have an 85-year-old that wants to do a little exhibitions, and she's great. Does it still at 86. She does a split and things like that, and yoga.
What are some of the additional exercise and strategies for skill training, like besides the actual dancing? Do you do a fair amount of stretching?
Oh, yeah. You have to stretch, and you also have to strengthen your legs and your calves to support what you're doing, especially the core. Not too much of a strenuous exercise in the gym, but enough that will supplement the dance, depending on what skills you want to arrive at. If you want to be really good, competitive, you really have to get in shape.
What are some of the common injuries that dancers experience?
Knees. If you are not working properly, the knees go, and the ankles and the hips and the lower back. But if the alignments are learned correctly, how to align your body, how to carry it without stress, that'll help a lot on relieving those injuries. I see a lot of dancers have injured themselves because they do movements that are contrary to the natural movement of the body. So therefore, that puts a lot of stress on the joints. But if they know how to move, like the hip action in Latin, most of the hip action in Latin is either not there, or if when it's there, is done a little more strenuous than it's supposed to be. Because many years ago I studied from a Cuban, he says, it taught me the natural movement, and it doesn't put any stress. You can move your hips totally without, and still have 100 pounds on your shoulders. Whereas the other way, the American style or the international style, if you put 100 pounds on your shoulder, you break your back.
So the styles vary in that regard. What about footwear, Felix? How important is footwear for the dancer?
Oh, dancers have to have proper dance shoes.